This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There seems to be something of a disconnect between what Congress has done to keep this crisis from getting way, way worse and what people are feeling in their wallets about what Congress has done to keep this crisis from getting way worse. There are, of course, trillions of dollars in rescue money that have been authorized, billions in extra unemployment benefits. But as Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports, whether that money is getting where it's supposed to go is another question entirely.
According to the Treasury Department, federal and state governments had sent out $48 billion in unemployment checks by the end of April. But the amount of income Americans lost in April from layoffs and lack of work due to the pandemic was at least $80 billion, according to the Brookings Institution's Hamilton Project. Jay Shambaugh is the director.
The unemployment insurance probably covered about half of the drop in personal wage and salary income. It's not that everybody's getting half as much unemployment insurance as they should. It's really more half of people are getting covered and half are getting nothing right now.
A major problem is that states have struggled to get up to speed with the new Federal Pandemic Unemployment Assistance Program, or PUA, says Michelle Evermore at the National Employment Law Project.
A lot of people don't understand that they're eligible for PUA. Some states are completely denying people for regular unemployment insurance and then inviting them to reapply for pandemic unemployment assistance.
And in many states, it's been hard to make a regular unemployment claim in the first place. Florida's been notorious. Its antiquated computers and understaffed offices have been overwhelmed.
I applied in the middle of the night on April 8th.
James Gamboa is 46. He got laid off in mid-March from his job tending bar poolside at a big Miami hotel. He applied for unemployment as soon as he used up all his vacation time.
It took 3 to 5 hours to submit my claim because I was being kicked off the website repeatedly. Took a couple weeks for it to be processed.
But he still hasn't gotten his checks going back to early April, meaning he's out about $2,700 he needs to pay rent. Since mid-March, Florida has processed just about half the unemployment applications it's received. By contrast, New York and Massachusetts have processed 70 to 90% of their claims. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.